Cola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Bars. God's word says envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:21. That's God's perspective. Why would you encourage the sin of drunkenness? This proposed change of the land development code would change the distance between a bar and a church or school along Highway 98 in Navarre and Gulf Breeze.
So, in case you're just tuning in, Santa Rosa is undergoing its second in the last couple of years revision of the Land Development Code. This is Ryan Fowler, a devoted Christian who's been showing up protesting against the alternate subdivision plan, asking for a change, and that has to do with Jubilee. He lives right in that vicinity, and they want to preserve farm life. That's the backstory. He and his family of homeschoolers all show up, and they say usually very erudite or interesting things, well-reasoned, very soft-spoken typically, but they, you know, it's often provocative stuff. And in this case, the target of their ridicule, criticism, or Bible quotation, if you prefer, is the proposal to change the prohibition on having bars near schools or churches, especially in the south end of the county, where you're basically out of room. And the prohibition as it exists now would put it 1,000 feet, which is, you know, basically a 2,000 foot diameter. So there's nowhere to put them because it's all right along Highway 98. That's where the development would go. And so, you know, Colton Wright has proposed a change that would, I got to dig in my memory to remember, but I believe it's, you can't have it on the adjacent parcel, but if it's one parcel separated, that would be adequate, I think, is what the proposal is. This is all still in the works to be decided. But he and a couple of other people raised the issue of, you know, why would you be encouraging drunkenness? We don't need more bars. Bars are bad. God hates drunkenness and, as you heard, orgies and other things. Laura Fowler, I forget if that's the wife or the daughter. There's a handful of them that always show up, and I get the two confused. But in any case, one of the other Fowler members.
And speaking of chosen quality of life, we initially moved to Gulf Breeze because it's a small town feel, and it's because a safe, family-friendly place to live. Please keep the required distance of bars from churches and schools at 2,500 feet. This will preserve the family-friendly, safe, enjoyable quality of life in Gulf Breeze. People can drive to Pensacola to go to bars. Let Pensacola deal with the associated crime and debauchery. We are fortunate to live in a county that has laws to protect us from crime and protect us from being crowded. Please respect those laws and enforce them and protect our quality of life.
Let Pensacola have the debauchery. Oh, man. Okay, and remember, Santa Rosa County was dry until 8 years ago, I think, something like that. Since I've been here, but it was kind of right at the beginning. Colton Wright, who's been kind of the advocate of this, and also wanting to address another concern, which you might generically put in the category of debauchery and orgies and whatever. So he says,
With regard to alcohol regulations, I got an email that referred to strip clubs. And just for the record, Santa Rosa County has an ordinance that prohibits adult entertainment establishments from even coming in Santa Rosa County. So any change to our alcohol regulation with regard to Highway 98 would not affect that. I don't believe there's a single person up here on this board that has any desire to allow that type of establishment within Santa Rosa County. But just because there were some emails came through, I wanted to just put that out there, put that to rest.
Aw. No, I actually thought that was it. I didn't realize it, but now that I, you know, kind of think about it, I'm like, you know, I never have seen a strip club in Santa Rosa County, so that makes sense, you know, that they would all be, again, clustered around the debauchery of Pensacola, as, you know, Laura Fowler mentioned it. Oh, by the way, I got a text in from somebody who I trust, says I had it wrong. It's not 1,000 feet. It's 2,500 feet. So it's a 5,000-foot diameter circle. That's a mile across. So the prohibition, in effect, is You know, on one side or the other of the bar, you could not have either a church or a school. And again, if you think about where all the churches are and churches that are, you know, sometimes in schools and all that, that's like there's nowhere left to go. So that's kind of why they're proposing.
Isn't there
that
a church like at Flounders? They do it every Sunday.
Well, that's Escambia County, and
oh, you're right.
And also, if the bar predates the church, typically
right.
it's not
Sorry.
An issue. But no, but,
like,
but
I've been to the Flounders Church. It's
fair
awesome.
Question.
Yeah.
Anyway, just thought I'd give you a little taste of some of the. Remember when I said to the mayor last hour, like, I know you're not really yet opening up the LDC to have this conversation, but when you do, just expect that there's going to be some conversations. That's always a very contentious discussion. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, we've got word of a dump truck dump out. This is Longleaf, kind of near Pine Forest, as I understand. So certainly use caution there and wherever you are, and maybe the other side of Diamond Dairy. It looks like certainly use caution that area. Fairfield backed up this morning again, eastbound near Pace Boulevard, as it goes down to one lane as they work on the power poles there. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Where did the dump truck lose its load?
I thought that was a joke. Okay. I don't know. To get to the other side.
Where did the dump truck?
It's
three dump trucks walk
say.
Into a bar and lose their load.
Somebody had called us in, so yeah, that's where it is. It's Wingfoot Way and Alfonso Street, and that's where Diamond Dairy kind of comes out.
On 29?
After you go 29 as you're heading to Pine Forest.
The only reason I say is because I think the bridge is still not open.
The bridge is not open over
okay.
on Longleaf.
Right,
so
right,
that's
yeah.
that's what that is, Longleaf.
Okay, so I was wondering
not,
if there was a relation. I know there's the
no,
bar
sorry.
Pits back there and all that
no, no,
stuff.
No, no,
no.
As
too,
I understand, so. It's a mistake on a dump truck, and
yeah.
you know,
okay.
so be careful and
well,
certainly pack your patience.
Don't drive
go that
into
way.
The load of the dump truck.
There you are.
Pretty simple. All right, 817 here on News Radio 92.3. If you want HVAC work done of any kind, you want to know that when you pick up the phone and make the call, you're going to get good service, good installation, good products, good people. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. They will absolutely take care of you. And again, with that professional service, including 100% satisfaction guarantee, right now, as we are in the heart of hurricane season about to come, right, you know, about to get August and September, $1,000 off Briggs & Stratton whole home generators. If you've ever wondered whether to get one, maybe now is the time. Free sewer camera inspections, and if you do need to do any repairs, $250 off of the subsequent repairs. They are now hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and serving Baldwin County. That's a recent thing. Of course, they're also in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a big location here in Ellison Field in Pensacola. Check them out online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Like, I don't even have the heart to play the music. It's not even fair. It's just, oh my God, it is a dumpster fire. It's just unbelievable. Just when I thought that, you know, the folks who want to make Milton a mess couldn't make it even more of a mess. Well, you know, here we go. You've heard David reporting on this. We talked about this a little bit extensively at the 6 o'clock hour, but there's no short version of this, but here's kind of the shortest version of it that I can give you. Alex Andrade, the city attorney, who is also the state representative, not for Milton, but for District 2, was negotiating, not even negotiating, just kind of getting some questions answered, had talked 23 minutes total with Scott Collins about some details to make sure that he could give an appropriate proposal for a contract that Mike Cusack, city councilman, was supposed to be in on, right? Was supposed to be at least involved in or copied on or whatever. And so, you know, he got those answers, and somehow in the process, Mike got his feathers all ruffled and thought, well, I'm being excluded from this process. How dare he? And as a result, went to the clerk, Don Molinaro, and said, hey, send out a note that says Alex is screwing all this stuff up, and he's not doing his job, and he's violating the terms of it. And then they decided to have a city meeting on Tuesday. We talked about this yesterday. That was going to be to explain why Alex screwed up. Then they canceled that meeting. In the process, we got a whole chain of emails from Mike and Alex and Scott, and also from Marilyn Farrow, who shouldn't have been involved in this at all. But apparently other people are contacting Scott Collins and harassing him to the point where he's given up the profession now. He was in on Thursday and Friday. Then he was out on Saturday. Then he was back in on Monday. And then by yesterday morning, he's back out again, and it's all over. I've given up the profession. I've talked with, like,
it's like you find out the hot chick is really crazy.
Yeah. I mean, did you not watch any of the media? I mean, like, I can only blame Scott so much because, you know, a couple of city council members and the Pitchfork Posse and, you know, other people have made Milton so dysfunctional that I've said this before, who would want to work there in their right minds? Like, who would want it? I get why Randy's retiring. I don't think it's for that reason, but I don't think it helps. And, you know, who would know this job and want this job? You know, and he doesn't need the money. I think he was doing it as a, like, you know, it's a calling. Well, it's not a calling enough to make him take Milton, after all. And so, man, just, you know, your interactions with people in the city have so turned you off that you don't want not the job, but you don't want the profession anymore. That's crazy. And in the process, Alex Andrade gets, I mean, I don't know if he has a defamation cause here, but it's, you know, it's a mess, and I've read all the emails. I don't see where he did anything wrong. He's just trying to figure out a contract, and before he can even do the negotiations, he gets accused of not involving Mike Cusack in the negotiations by Marilyn Farrow. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? The only theory I've got, I got two theories, okay, and I'm still working on a couple of bits of information, but one theory I've got is that the people who had been real excited about Scott Collins woke up after the meeting and decided, wait, he's not against the wastewater treatment plant, and he's maybe in favor of keeping, you know, Highway 90 at two lanes. No, we got to stop this, and totally changed their minds and went to attack mode. That's one possibility. Another possibility is somehow or other, a bunch of different people came up with some weird conspiracy, and they managed to convince Scott through that this was a bad idea. I don't know. It's just so crazy. It really is. And I try to cut some logic and sanity through the midst of all this fog, and I'm telling you, in this case, it's just it's proving hard to find the truth of it all. But again, the short version of what I've seen is, I haven't seen Alex do anything wrong, and I've seen Alex look at this, and I've talked to him a couple times, and be like, what in the world? that's the sane reaction to an insane circumstance. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay recommend in Pensacola. Frontier Motors, they are on Beverly Parkway. Fairfield backed up eastbound near Pace Boulevard as that goes down to one lane. And then we're watching, which somebody had called and said there was a dump truck that kind of lost its load. And so if you're taking Diamond Dairy and heading over towards Pine Forest, it looks like you're going to have a very slow time of getting there. Trammell and it looks like Alfonso Street showing a slowdown. It's kind of blocked in that area. And then again, over by Cedar Grove Baptist Church, rather at Kemp in Twiggs Lane, as I understand, it's a little slow in that corner as well. If you see an accident or a slowdown, please text it in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, you know, Pensacola Harbor, we talk about this business all the time. They are the oldest business in Florida. They've been around since 1851. Like, before there was Levi's, there was Pensacola Hardware, okay? So you see a building that's 100 years old, they help build it. 150 years old, they help build it, okay? That's the point. But they really have, like, two big dimensions to their, you know, operation. One is the hardware side, okay? And in fact, if you're like in the construction business, okay, the PensacolaHardware.com is great. I mean, fantastic. But they also have the houseware side, which is like the gifts and the, you know, the stoves and the cook pots and the Yeti merch and all that kind of stuff. And that's available at PensacolaHardware.net. And look, what I recommend is don't start with the website, start with the store. Like, make it a trip. Go down there as an excursion. If you haven't been to Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, just go. Just go one time so if it ever comes up in a party, you don't have to be like, no, I've never been there. You haven't, you know, like you haven't had energy drinks. Just go. Go try it out. You'll love it. Pensacola Harbor, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. David Wayne's got our headlines right now. David?
Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's launching a bill that would defund the Jack Smith investigation because of what he called a lack of transparency and election interference. Argument set to begin today in a lawsuit filed by 13 women in Texas that say the state's abortion laws kept them from receiving proper care. The suit calls for clarification on the state's medical emergency exception. The women say they were denied abortions even when they faced life-threatening complications. And the National Air and Space Museum has two new astronaut Barbies on display. These dolls donated after being sent to the International Space Station. They've been returned. Now they flew to the space station as part of a mission to encourage young girls to pursue careers in space.
We sent Barbie to the space station?
We did.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Hopefully it wasn't one that had the splits. Yeah. Or the haircut.
829 News Radio 92.3. Get a couple of texts in here at 437-1620. Maybe Scott Collins watched the council videos and realized inmates are running the show. I don't want anything to do with this. Somebody else says, exactly who would want to work with such a mess? And if you find someone that wants to work as a city manager, are you sure that you want them doing the job? Like, who wants to date the crazy one? And would you want the one that does want to, right? 829 on News Radio 92.3. If you're 64 turning 65, you're going to change healthcare coverage, right, from private insurance most likely that you've had all your life over to Medicare, which might be new, might be scary, might make you feel a little bit apprehensive. What is, you know, Advantage? What is supplement? What is Medicare? Does Medicaid? What do all these words mean? Which covers me? It's not that hard. but it can feel overwhelming. Just call my friend Ricky Stewart. Ask her. This is exactly what she does. Her whole family does insurance. This is the part that she does. 341-2185. So many listeners have called her and said that they're grateful for it. Ricky Stewart Insurance. Just check her out online. Coming up next, we got the frivolous topic. David Wayne, what do you have in your news, sir?
A local attorney representing the homeless at the camp on Beggs Lane. We'll have more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A judge in New York says no to former President Trump's request for a new trial in the E. Jean Carroll case. A jury in May awarded her $5 million in damages for sexual abuse and defamation. Trump's been told he's the target of a second federal investigation conducted by special counsel Jack Smith.
This guy is a deranged prosecutor who's had tremendous failures all over the place. He's a nasty, horrible human being.
The former president with Fox's Sean Hannity in Des Moines, Iowa. Tropical storm Calvin is brushing by Hawaii, the Big Island. Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth says there's a state of emergency declared.
Keep people off the roadways while we're cleaning up if we need to be cleaning up from flooding or from down tree branches, power lines, or things like that.
It's Hawaii's first tropical storm in 3 years. There's major flooding in parts of Kentucky, and Phoenix, Arizona has broken a city record with its 19th straight day of at least 110-degree heat. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 83, partly cloudy in Pensacola. The city of Pensacola appears now to be set to move forward with hiring a firm to complete the architectural and engineering design for the new Pensacola International Airport Terminal.
We'll have to see what comes back from the winning designer, but if we were to guesstimate a year, a little bit more on the full design, that means technically, by the time you would go bid out, you know, everything else, you could start by the end of 24, maybe early 25.
On tomorrow's consent agenda, the council likely to approve the agreement with design firm EXP US Services Incorporated. The city's selection committee scored them the highest out of five firms that submitted proposals. The council will authorize Mayor D.C. Reeves to negotiate a contract with the firm to begin their work. Civil rights groups challenging Florida's new immigration law in federal court.
The organizations, including the American Civil Liberties Union, filed a lawsuit in Miami federal court yesterday against Governor Ron DeSantis and other state officials. The complaint believes it's unconstitutional for the state to regulate federal immigration and punish people without fair notice. The new legislation signed into law earlier this year limits social services for undocumented immigrants and requires certain businesses to verify their worker citizenship status. I'm Lisa Taylor.
One local attorney stepping up to represent the homeless that have set up a camp on Beggs Lane. It's one of the biggest homeless camps in Escambia County.
This is a very serious issue out here. People are not getting the services they should be getting. A lot of medical needs here, a lot of people with disabilities. It's pretty shocking.
And that's Sherry Myers. She recently sent a letter to the county saying that the homeless people living at that camp, which is on county-owned property, have squatter's rights. She says they can't be evicted without due process. And she says she's hoping to see a coordinated effort to find everybody living there a proper location, as well as using federal money to bring in medical and social services. That company behind the giant residential and commercial development proposed in Molino will not now be at the Escambia County Commission meeting coming up next month.
Last week, representatives from Exit 3 Investments withdrew their rezoning request after the Escambia County Planning Board denied their sector plan opt-outs. Following the meeting, the opt-out requests were added to the Escambia County Commissioner's agenda for their August 3rd meeting. Yesterday, however, the company withdrew those requests as well. The original plan called for over 2,000 single-family lots and 2,300 townhomes and apartments near Highway 29 and Highway 196. It remains to be seen whether Exit 3 will come back with a scaled-back version or if they're dropping it altogether. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And big news out of Mobile today. It's now officially the second largest city in Alabama. Four communities were considering annexation into the city. Three of those voted yes for that. And that officially now makes the city of Mobile's population 208,830, passing Birmingham by more than 8,000 residents. Mobile city officials there say the communities that joined the city now have access to Mobile police, fire, and EMS, as well as other city services. The neighborhoods that voted to join include Orchard Estates, Kings Branch, and Cottage Hill. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Sorry, I was looking up the population of Birmingham. Like, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. As it does.
Huntsville's number one.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's cool. As we take a look around, I was going to say that did not make sense to me. If you're maybe heading to Pine Forest and usually take Diamond Dairy, you're going to be in for a little bit of a wait. Very slow. And as I understand, it's a dump truck that lost its load at Trammell and Alfonso Street. So use caution there. And certainly wherever you are, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can always text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Heat advisory once again in effect for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties from 11 a.m. through 7 p.m. It excludes Okaloosa County, but trust me, everybody in Northwest Florida and Southwest Alabama expecting dangerous heat today. We'll have highs in the low to mid 90s, heat index values or feels like temperatures near 110. And that's a reality we see for Thursday and Friday as rain chances stay very low. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joseph. And it's 85 in Pensacola, 85 also in Gulf Breeze, and 84 in Milton.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band. Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. Celebrating 50 years of making booties shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Sanger Theater.
Are you looking for a way to safely grow your savings and move your future forward now? Look no further than Gulf Winds Credit Union's money market account. The rate's so good, we're afraid to just spring it on you unprepared. Your safety's very important to us. Just know that your Gulf Winds money market account will make your money work harder and give you the flexibility you need to stash cash for your future. Visit GoGolfWinds.com and open the account with bigger savings and more flexibility today. Federally insured by NCUA. See GoGolfWinds.com for full details.
Your money now. The market up this morning at the opening bell. The Dow up 147.01 at 3598.94. The S&P 500 up 1894 at 4573.92. And the NASDAQ up 4870 at 1440.234. Our 10-year bond rate down at 3.76%. Gold prices also down $1.10 at 1979.80. Silver prices up at 25.29 today. And if you've got Bitcoin, it's up 187.65 at 29,961.94. The rejection rate for loan applicants is up to 21% in the last year, the highest level in 5 years, according to the latest edition of the Fed survey, which is published every 4 months. Overall credit applications declined to the lowest level since October 2020. Meta unveiling AI technology. They say it'll rival ChatGPT. Meta's large language model will be available for free use, just like OpenAI's counterpart, the program Llama 2, a joint effort with Microsoft. And President Biden creating new anti-competitive business practices roles for the National Economic Council. The White House said on Tuesday that the new focus is part of an executive order Biden issued 2 years ago to crack down on anti-competitive practices. The focus will be on economic sectors from agriculture to drugs and labor, with an emphasis on finding ways to lower prices. It is 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
goodbye.
All right, this is, in case you're, like, new to the show, this is a segment during the day and we talk about things that are not in the news, or not really in the news, but they're just more, like, fun topics. We started this during COVID when we wanted something besides COVID to talk about.
You needed a palate cleanser.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. And then it just kind of became so popular that we've kept it going ever since. And, you know, stuff you can talk about with your kids, your coworkers, just, you know, ask random strangers in the elevator. To whatever extent there are elevators in Pensacola. I mean, there is a few, okay?
There's one at Center for Sight, that's it.
There you go. There's Anyway, so the question for the day is, and this is kind of inspired, I was watching Wimbledon, because I was traveling and on vacation on Sunday, I didn't get to watch it live, but I was watching the finals yesterday, watching, oh my God, 32 points in that one game between Alcaraz, I think is how you say his name, and who won against Djokovic, but great final. Not the best ever, but a pretty good one. And it got me thinking about, like, this is the passing of an era, right? When other people are going to start beating Djokovic. Of course, Federer's retired now, and Nadal and all that. But it got me thinking about the athletes that inspire you, or the athletes that, you know, you really kind of like. Those are the people who define sports, not necessarily role models per se, but just like the people that you like. Were the ones you were attached to, the ones you were invested in. And I mean, like, when you were growing up, like, who was the athlete? And I'm sure you're going to have multiple answers for this at 437-1620. Who was the athlete that captivated you back when? You know, where you think of that person. And look, I am sure for an awful lot of people, Jordan is going to be the answer. And that's a great example of, like, yeah. Michael Jordan is the kind of athlete that if it doesn't matter what team you liked. Even if you were, I grew up in Detroit, I was a Pistons fan, so I hated the Bulls. Okay, lived in Chicago, hated the Bulls. Weird situation. But even you can hate a team and still love Jordan. I mean, you know, like, that's just, you have to in a way, because he was that kind of an athlete. So who was your, and it can be any sport, you know, baseball, basketball, football, you know, lacrosse, I don't care, badminton, you know, whatever it is, okay. Who was the athlete that really just captured your imagination when you're a kid and you always loved watching and, you know, wanted to root for and love seeing them play? 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, do you have one that comes to mind?
I've got a couple. When MySpace first started, you could write your favorite athletes.
Oh,
and
all right.
Jared Moore was doing all these triathlons. And so I wrote in Jared Moore and I never finished it. And he writes back, I'm flattered. I'm like, oh God.
World famous athlete,
Jared
city
Moore.
Councilman Jared
Ask him,
Moore.
He's amazing. I love Jared. But Earl Campbell.
Oh,
Houston
right.
Oilers, yeah, Bump Phillips, who was the coach, and Kenny Stabler, the Snake, who was I got their autographs. I got to meet Earl and the Roach, like way back in the day. We lived in Houston, and I love Kenny Stabler. We had a stuffed snake with an oiler on the back, and I kept seeing him at events, and I always wanted to run up and go, man, you shaped my childhood, but I never got the chance to. I was too shy, but yeah, so Ken Stabler, Earl Campbell, Houston Oilers.
That's cool. For me, I grew up as a Tigers fan. Okay, Detroit Tigers, growing up in Detroit. Okay, so Lions and Tigers and Pistons, and nobody cared about the Red Wings. But yeah, so all of those guys were kind of captivating to me. Steve Garvey was probably the guy that captivated me most.
Oh, okay.
A guy who's like, you know, his forearm is as big as both of my legs. I mean, ridiculous, unbelievable player. But all these other ones, too, I was thinking about, somebody texted in Nadia Comaneci. Great example.
Oh, these are great answers.
For me, I'm just a little bit younger, most likely, than this person. So for me, it was Mary Lou Retton.
Right, right, sure.
Oh, my God.
I
watching
had her
Mary
hair
Lou
cut
Retton was just...
like every other girl.
And also, because at a certain age, I was in a certain female that she was.
Yeah.
It was more than just the gymnastics.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Let's just say, you know, yeah. I had a certain Sports Illustrated issue. 843 at News Radio 92.3, 437-1620. Let's see, Nadia Comaneci said that one already. I can't read this one. It's too difficult. Spud Webb. Oh, interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Spud Webb. I loved
little
him.
Tiny guy playing really great football or basketball.
He wasn't tiny, but just compared to
he's my size, so tiny. somebody, Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Oh, yeah, captivating person. Dave Concepcion from the Reds. I wanted to be just like him. Oh, man, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, you know, growing up a Tigers fan. I wanted to play middle infield. And, you know, this is back in the day when you'd play wiffle ball in the backyard, you would take on the stance of the player. Even you'd try to bat like they bat, and you'd try to guess each other whose player were you being, you know, and that if you're old enough to remember doing that. 437-1620, Dale Murphy in baseball or Steve Caballero in skateboarding. Oh, all right. I could see that. Tony Hawk back in the day.
And yeah,
even
yeah,
before
sure.
Tony Hawk was a thing. Johnny Bench, somebody says, great example. Although recently he's had some comments. Joe Montana. Oh, that's a great example. And Dave Scott, fantastic. Joe Namath. For me, I was Staubach.
Staubach, right? Yeah. The Cowboys. Yeah.
Didn't really be a Lions fan. I mean, I was from Detroit, but I wasn't that from Detroit. 4-3-7. Although Barry Sanders was great to watch. Walter Payton.
Sure.
You know,
Walter
Payton
watching
him run.
Oh. No, that's Perry.
No, Perry. Sorry. Yeah, William Perry.
Walter Payton was great
too.
Yeah.
Same team. John Riggins. I don't know who that is. Do you know who John Riggins is? Mm-mm. I don't know that name. 4-3-7, 16-20. Oh, Larry Bird. Yeah. I was more of a Johnson guy, though. I was more of a, you know, Kareem and Magic and AC Green and watching those guys. But that was, what?
You weren't the Celtics? You didn't like the Boston Celtics? They had a winning team, too, forever. Larry Bird was bomb.
No, I didn't like the Boston Celtics. I don't like anything that came out of Boston. Sorry, Boston people. I know we've got a really, really loyal listener who's a big Boston fan, and he knows where I stand on this.
Right.
4-3-7, 16-20, the Harlem Globetrotters. Oh, that's cool.
I was a Washington Generals gal. No,
oh,
I'm just kidding.
Right.
No,
right.
The Globetrotters are great. Curly
Ryan,
and yeah.
Ryan Sandberg of the Cubs. Yeah,
right.
No, he was fantastic. Let's see. Dave Waddle, 72 Olympics gold medal runner, inspired me to run in my youth. Oh, cool.
That's
Jackie
awesome.
Robinson, great answer.
Yes,
Dan
yes.
Marino, great answer. Emmett Smith from a local.
Right,
Scambia.
That's right.
Tiger. Oh, yeah, no, Tiger. Tiger opened up golf to the public and, of course, to many black youth who didn't previously care much about golf. But to everybody watched Tiger. Just like,
I started watching with Tiger playing, too.
You know, you've just never seen anybody play golf like this. Just never seen it before. I even think of, like, Andre Agassi, you know, back in the day.
I loved
watching Agassi. Jimmy Connors. Was another one.
Yes,
I loved watching Jimmy back in the day. I love watching him lose to McEnroe. no, he was more the nemesis.
McEnroe
was
still mad. Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas in basketball was another one, again, because I was from Detroit. Let's see, 4-3-7, 16-20. Mary Lou Retton. I was never really a sports fan growing up, but loved to watch gymnastics. So for me, it was Mary Lou Retton. Tim Judge in BMX. Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I don't know that, but I'm sure. Riggins, as somebody clarified, was a running back in the Joe Theismann era.
Okay.
Mark Spitz. Oh, yeah, as a swimmer.
Right.
Oh,
I forgot about Mark Spitz.
Greg Louganis.
Greg Louganis was great.
The diver for the United States was amazing. Just like, you know, I wouldn't normally care much about diving, but you see somebody do something so well.
Right.
That once you know the difference between average, great, and above great, it's just mind-blowing to watch people like that.
Yeah, it feels like you're watching history be made.
Exactly. Candy, why don't you give them traffic on the fives?
Okay, taking a look around. We're watching that one area. This is just off 29, if you usually headed that way down Diamond Dairy to maybe head to a Pine Forest, headed in that direction. It looks like a dump truck, somebody had called and said this, and had lost its load at Trammell and Alfonso Street. That's the closest thing I know to give you. And so very, very slow in that area. It's backed up, it looks like, for like a mile. It's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. More info and a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's KNOX. Knox knocks them out. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I can't stop myself. So you're saying that the dump truck took a... on the road.
Congratulations. What grade are you in, professor?
Ever.
Yeah. And
hey,
this is the professor nickname.
Yeah, that's the professor. Way to go. You know, only a master's, not a PhD. Just, you know, don't want you to get a false impression.
Okay.
Hey, if you've been thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, good prices, low miles, a year, two, maybe three old, great condition. That's what they really specialize in, is cars that they're like new. Except that they're not brand new. Like, that's the idea. It's a one, two, you know, like the one we bought had come back off of a corporate lease that had been owned for a year. They brought it back to the dealership in Orlando. Orlando tried to sell it. They couldn't sell it. They put it up for auction. Frontier bought it. We got a smoking deal on a car. Like, that's how it works. So they go all over finding these great cars, and they have a big selection, about 300 cars, trucks, vans, Jeeps, sedans, sports cars, all in the lot. Drive several. Don't just drive one. Seriously, drive several. Drive three, four, five, and include one that's not, like, in your normal list. You know, maybe you've never driven a pickup truck. Try it. Just, you know what you might discover? Ah, man, that's why I don't want one. Or you might be like, huh, interesting. I kind of get it now. And maybe you wind up buying one. I don't know, but that's the point. Try them. It's, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to test drive. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. We got it. Oh, my God, the texts are just killing me this morning. So many. Athletes that you loved or inspired you or you loved to captivated you when you were younger. Dorothy Hamill. Yancy Spencer. Loved to watch him surf.
I remember when he passed. That was...
That's great.
Missing
Jerry Pate, who's, of course, from here.
Yeah.
Tom Seaver. Jack Nicklaus, Johnny Miller, the swimmer, Tom Weisskopf. Somebody says they met Tom Watson here at a tournament in Pensacola.
Oh, nice.
That's
kind of
cool. Bruce Jenner. Now, Bruce Jenner was captivating when we were young, of course. Jack Nicklaus, great champion. Hulk Hogan. Oh, that's a great answer. I love that.
That is good, brother.
You know, that's... and there you go.
Yeah.
Nancy Lopez. So many good answers to this. And, you know, that's part of what's so great about sports is it's not just, I don't know, watching a competition, which is its own drama and entertaining, but it's really watching people who devote their lives to a thing and then, like, bring that thing as close to perfection as they possibly can. And there is something. I always feel bad because people who don't watch sports and don't get it or don't know a sport well enough to really appreciate excellence when it's happening. Because it does take just...
Absolutely.
You have to have enough knowledge of what's kind of normal within the endeavor in order to recognize that, oh my God, what this person is doing is unbelievable. And that's something you don't really get that in other fields. But in sports, you see that all the time. You can watch and like, oh, man, that's fantastic. 850 here on News Radio 92.3. If you need plumbing work done, you've got a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, water pressure problems, whatever it is, plumbing, Barberry Plumbing. 477-8782. No questions, no surprises. Barberry Plumbing.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Well, I believe in God. And the only thing that scares me is Kaiser Soze.
Wanted to let you know that there is the Pensacola Fire Department has a training drill at the airport, which is a live fire training drill. We're going to do the best we can to be out in front of the phone calls that they see an airplane on fire. This is planned. It's starting tomorrow through Friday, and it'll take place most of the day. And again, Chief Craner has more detail, but ultimately, it's going to be live fire. in something that looks like a fuselage and all of that.
So if you go by the Pensacola International Airport today on the east-west runway, and you happen to see, which is not the most visible, like you're more likely to see the north-south runway from like Langley, okay? But if you happen to see an airplane on fire, this this is one of those, like, if you see something, say nothing, okay? That's the rule here. Although, I suppose if you see two, maybe give a call. One is fine. Two is a bit much. Oh, man. So, yeah, no, I think it's a good training exercise, and obviously PFD is going to be using it today to more appropriately train up on being equipped to fight if, God forbid, we ever have to deal with something like that on the runway. 855 News Radio. And, you know, by the way, a lot of times it's not just, and I know you know this, I hate to mansplain this, but training them on how to fight an airplane fire trains them on how to fight an airplane fire. But it also creates a kind of knowledge base of reference points where if they ever have to fight some other kind of a fire where maybe they picked up a perspective in that process that helps them over there. That's kind of the idea. You know, kind of like sort of a cross-training, cross-benefit. It's not necessarily that you learn to do this thing. Like we talked about with Greg McWhorter, that, you know, somehow or other the dogfighting is not really relevant for the modern, you know, aviation, they use missiles at distance, but somehow or other, it's that skill of dogfighting makes you a better pilot anyway. And that same kind of thing, that even if they never fight an airplane fire, they might learn something that helps them in a structure fire of some kind. So 856 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you.
All right. And watching really just that one area, that's the slowdown that I'm seeing right now. It's just, and somebody had called this in, if you usually take, say, Diamond Dairy to head over towards Pine Forest, expect a wait. It looks like it's backed up maybe a mile. After a dump truck had lost its load. So if you have traffic tips, thanks, Andrew.
Wait, but the bridge is still not...
Right, and that's on the other side. That's on Longleaf. So, how are you going to get to Pine Forest?
Plenty I-10.
Of some side streets.
Brent.
Oh, that's true. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, you know the Taco Tuesday dust up? Do you hear about this? Where, like, there's a brand. I don't know. Do you know Taco John's?
No.
As a brand, it's a
no,
relatively small.
I remember talking about this, but
like, it's a couple hundred restaurants, and they apparently own the trademark
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Bell was taking them to court. They're going to take them to court and basically say, "Come on, man. You know that's not right. That's not really a ownable property. That's something that everybody ought to have access to." Well, now Taco John's has relented. They've owned it for more than 40 years. They're from Wyoming. Started in Cheyenne. A taco franchise that started in Cheyenne. Okay. Anyway, they've abandoned...
David has one in Iowa. I remember when we were talking about this before. He said they were
that makes
awesome.
Sense.
They're better. He likes them best.
No, you keep that under wraps. They announced that they are going to abandon the United States Patent and Trademark Office registration for the term. Jim Creel, the CEO, says in a statement that it just doesn't feel like the right thing to do to keep it. He says, as we've said before, we're lovers, not fighters at Taco John's. That's cute. Taco Bell had urged the Patent and Trademark Office to cancel it and make it freely available, and now they say they're just going to relent. At the same time, they're issuing a challenge. They're issuing a challenge to Taco Bell and other taco competitors. Instead of spending money on the trademark dispute, which it would have been lawyers in court arguing over this, Taco John's is pledging $100 per location. That's about $40,000, about 400 locations, to the nonprofit Children of Restaurant Employees, which provides financial aid to restaurant workers when they or a spouse or children have a life-altering crisis.
That's great.
And they're saying, we'll give $100 a store to this charity instead of spending it on legal fees. Hey, Taco Bell, how many stores you got? Hey, Del Taco. Taco Bueno, Taco Cabana, Jack in the Box. You know, how can we give some money to this resource to help people? I think that's kind of a nice little way to get it to step up. They say, in fact, the very essence of Taco Tuesday is to celebrate the commonality amongst people of all walks of life who come together every week to celebrate something as simple yet culturally phenomenal as the taco.
Hey, I agree.
Fair enough.
David, right. Taco John's best.
Oh, he's not on. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, weird. Anyway.
He likes him.
Cash bail in Illinois is going away. Will that be a catastrophe, or will it be a pattern other states adopt?
Maybe other states, yeah.
Yeah, I think the benefits will probably outweigh, but the news stories are going to be the problem. That's the
Lisa on air at 92.3.